Brother Gregory, John Coffey had a question in regards to congregation. He said, can a congregation of record be formed by those who have the numbers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Both free and bond. This is, remember, the only thing that binds the congregation is love. And that love, of course, has to be for Christ. And and if it is for Christ, then it will be for each other. So, yes, congregations do not require, and this is what I was saying earlier to George, is that we do not want to impose upon people that they have to get rid of numbers or any of those things. Now, even to be a minister of a congregation does not require that you get rid of your Social Security number. You may have that hope, that desire, and this is why Paul says, if you can be free, choose it rather. Now, to be members of what we call religious orders, and let's not get too... do not impose the picture of the Catholic Church too much over these terms. It's the only terms I have, which is a congregation of ordained ministers, ordained by God. Yeah, they cannot have a Social Security number to be a congregation of ordained ministers. But to be a minister of a local congregation, no such restriction can we impose upon anybody. All we impose is that two or more witnesses recognize a third individual as a minister of Christ, seeking the kingdom of Christ and the righteousness of God. And that's what we require, is that they bear witness to that and give him the covering, the underwear he needs, by writing it down on linen paper. Doesn't have to be linen paper, but on paper. And putting their seals to that paper and giving him something of value, of any amount of value, something of present value. We got Paul Fruin up in Oregon here, who's putting together a congregation in the Portland area and wants to come down here shortly with some of those people. We don't create those restrictions. We have a destination, and give you a little brief outline. The two people that bear witness that a third is a minister, they can't be of the same family, husband and wife. They could be father and son if the son is of age, but we really prefer it being separate families, two people from separate families. And then from there, the congregation can grow as much as you can make it grow. We've found out in the past that if we create these congregations and help the ministers too much set these things up, they do not cherish what we have done, and they let it all fall into decay. So we are requiring that only men who can gather other men to bear witness on their own should be recognized as ministers of congregations. And then what you build with that congregation will be completely up to you guys. How much that becomes the alternative for your local congregation will be determined by you. And I can assure you also it will be determined by circumstance, because as the rest of the world begins to decay and fall apart. But we've got things, totalitarian things coming down the pike, Medicare, medical. If you don't create that alternative, they will force you into their system. They will require that you get their insurance. They will make it a crime to be fined if you do not have an alternative system other than their system. We see that spirit coming down in legislation.
Yeah, so, it's already there in auto insurance.
Oh yeah.
They'll do the same thing in medical insurance. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's kind of like people are worried about socialized medicine. Well, you've had socialized education for 100 years.
Yeah.
You're already a bunch of socialists and communists. It's about time that you change. And, talking about medical care, I know a lot about health and about how to take care of different problems that come up. I mean, we've delivered, I think, 6 or 7 lambs to last night.
I did OBGYN last night myself, or yesterday.
So the fact is, there are lots more skills out there, a lot more knowledge, and the network can supply that to help each other out when we have maladies that, maybe we're not familiar with, and others are. I'm just amazed at the number of absolutely simple remedies for things that are available for almost nothing that the medical society would charge you tens of thousands of dollars for and probably create more complications.